BBC World Service presents...
This is London.
Welcome to the Surf Europe podcast. I'm Paul Evans, recording from beautiful Southwest France, and joining me, my co-host down the line from an undisclosed location somewhere in the surf world, it is Ben Mundy himself. Ben, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Paul.
Coming up on the show, we couldn't get Pete or Shannon, but we did get superstar surf writer Sean Doherty. Joel Parkinson comes on the show to reveal his surfing is better than his anecdotes, and we tackle the big questions. Are Victorian surfers too nice? Are Spanish surfers too numerous? And is the Shaka sending mixed messages? Plus, of course, your usual dose of rumour, false allegation and semi-slanderous slurs. So, Ben, what's been going on? What's new?
Oh, mate, I've just been sort of ensconced in the surf world. I've been just living the dream, really, mate. What about you? You've been doing any surfing down there in the southwest of France?
Yeah, we just had a rip snorting swell last couple of days. Nice weather too, kind of like the official start of sort of hotness of spring. And it was offshore. We had a big day down at Gravier, and I paddled out there and managed to stay well away from any tube riding experiences.
I saw a bit of footage actually on the Surf Europe website that showed some pretty amazing tubes. Yeah, I didn't see any of you in those tubes.
No. I'll tell you what was notable about the day as well. A lot of people in the surf, a lot of people getting a lot of barrels, and quite a lot of our friends from just south of the border in Spain there, and we might have some more on that topic later on in the show, so that's coming up. But yeah, a good kick off to the season, and it's nice to get the booties off, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon surfing with booties is like
having sex with condom.
Yeah, I don't know if I said that before. It's much safer, and it makes lots of sense in for many reasons, but it just doesn't feel as good. Or do you have sex with booties on?
The Surf Europa podcast.
What else has been going on in the surf world?
I don't know if you've seen it, but there's been some type of artificial wave being surfed in California again. I think I saw Nat Young get like an 80-second barrel on his backhand. What are your thoughts on that, Paul? Is that the future?
I'm sort of passionately indifferent. I'm quite petty and will bear a grudge for, you know, years, if not decades, over the kind of slightest thing. And I was actually at the Wave Garden thingy up in Wales last year. And Belly, Stephen Bell, who listeners might know from the webcasts, lent me his wetsuit. And I put it on, I was standing at the water's edge, I was about to jump in, and they turned the fucking machine off. So since then, I've been in a mood with wave-generating technology. I'm relatively indifferent to Kelly Slater's wave thing, although the one thing that did annoy me a lot about that clip, and we do have a special feature for digs that we don't like, but I'm just going to start off with it, is Robert Wingnut Weaver. The guy just shits me.
What do you got against Wingnut? He's the happy-go-lucky, crazy kind of longboard guy. He was in Endless Summer 2. Why? Why, Paul?
If you really
give me three reasons you don't like Wingnut.
If you really want to know, I was at an event in China, actually, and Wingnut was also there. And
it's deeply personal.
And he just kind of got on my fucking nerves, basically. That's it. That's all I'm really going to say on that.
Please hang up and try again.
I'll tell you what else I did, which I felt a bit dirty for enjoying. I read about, on Beach Crit, those crazy kind of guys, about Dane Reynolds' contract and how much he earned. It's been made public. And I didn't want to read it. I was like, oh, this is not my... Is this... Who am I to judge? Why? Should I be reading what someone else earns? But I did, of course. And that's a fuck of a lot of money.
It's about 300 grand a month or something?
A base rate. Around 300 grand a month. A
couple of things impressed me about that. One, obviously, was just quite how much money it was. But the second thing was they paid that much money to a guy who sort of didn't make any kind of attempt to conceal the fact that he didn't really like the brand. It was like, pay me loads of money and in return I don't have to sort of wear your stuff or have your stickers. I could draw my own. Or I just quite like the fact that he didn't pretend that he was up for it. He just kind of went, yeah, thanks. I still think you guys are shit.
Please hang up and try again.
We've got Sean Doherty on the line. Sean Doherty was the editor of the Australian Surf Mag Tracks for 10 years, who also gave me my first job in the surf business. And after leaving Tracks, he went on to write a load of books, including the MP book, The Official Bra Boy Story, and the Richie Lovett biography. He's done stints in the commentary booth over the years, which we might talk about. And he's also known for his contest coverage of the WSL events, which he does for Coastal Watch and Surfer. I think he resides in Byron Bay. He's the newest local at the pass. And welcome to the podcast, Sean. How are you, mate?
Well, my fire twirling is going through the roof. What hair I've got left, I've actually put into dreads, which would quite amuse you too.
Now, we talked a bit about your illustrious career. I suppose you you might be best known maybe for your books in your long career. You took on the MP biography back in 2004 and then the Bra Boys book. Can you maybe just talk about the madness that involves researching, firstly, a book on MP and then, secondly, delving into the Bra Boys joining the gang?
Well, I've still got my 2035 tattoo. That was one of the conditions that I got the gig to do the book. But, I suppose I jumped in the deep end with that with those two. They more or less fell in my lap, to be honest. But, yeah, they did present their own unique challenges. The first one was getting MP to talk at all, and then the second one was getting Kobe to be quiet. Obviously, you know, they're phenomenally interesting stories. You look at, the MP story, you know, we're still kind of discovering stuff about him, you know, three, four years after he died.
Sean, I've got a question. When you come to doing these book deals or whatever, and I guess you've got your literary agent, you go into a meeting with the publishers, does your agent stipulate that if you are going to write this book, it needs to be like 16-point type and kind of double spaces between each line? Is that part of your end of the bargain?
Well, I have noticed, actually, the more of them I do, the smaller the word counts get. They started off at 200,000, and I did one recently, it was 60. I don't know if that's a sign of the times or the sign of my readership dwindling or what it is, but yeah, I think everyone's just giving up on reading altogether.
Probably good advice.
Your contest coverage is quite well known for you doing your daily reports, Sean. How do you keep doing that after what? You've been doing those for 15, 20 years now?
Yeah, there are certain times, Ben, when you're at the back ends of a round two heat in Portugal on the beach, and you're sitting there. There's 11 Portuguese people sitting there. The surf's terrible and onshore, and it's Jadson Andre against Keanu Asing in a riveting, you know, match with no consequence to the world title or anything. And you do wonder why you've travelled half the world to kind of do it. But it was funny because you go back maybe 4 years, there was like seven or eight guys who would actually travel around and do these things, which kind of made it interesting. At least there was some form of competition there. Occasionally I look around and I'm like the last idiot that's actually still.
Actually, just on that, do you remember you and I went head-to-head once at Portugal, incidentally? We were sitting in the bar both writing our articles and I sort of finished mine first. Mine was for Surfline, yours was for Surfer. And I kind of finished mine, had time to go upstairs and have a shower and get another pint. And then, yeah, some of the comments started appearing and someone wrote on Surfline, "This is terrible. You guys should read proper coverage like the one Sean Doherty just wrote on SurferMag.com.
On that point, Sean, how many of those reports have been written under the influence of alcohol?
It'd be far easier, Ben, to tally up the ones that haven't.
You spent quite a few years in the formative years of the WSL, well, the ASP back then, in the webcast, in the booth. Do you ever hankering to get back in there and your dulcet tones to be illuminating the surf world, Sean?
No, well, we were all there at one stage till we all got shafted. all of us, you in particular, Ben.
Is it anything to do with your quiet sort of fact checking on the WSL's funding and the general Dirk Ziff kind of background figures? Is that any role in your moving away from the booth?
Well, I don't think it did my career any good. Exposed it to his sugar daddy in print the month before they actually went live. I don't think that helped my career prospects at all. I don't think my accent at the time helped my career prospects at all either. Probably neither yours, Paul, nor yours, Ben, as well.
I don't have an accent, Sean. I don't know what you're talking about.
My relationship to Kelly, I think, which was probably the pivotal factor in the initial hiring process.
So, but
here we are. It's easier to, now it's, you know, probably better, you know, to be on the other side of the fence. It's more fun writing about it. Now we can sit there and write Ronnie off now in print. Fantastic.
You do a bit of media sort of management. Is that still going on with... I know you used to do a lot of work with Parco.
That's still there, yep. I think the essence of that job is that he pays me for his phone not to ring. And then when I call him, he ignores me, which he's doing at the moment. He's over in Karamas.
So you mean you're in Karamas. You're basically a ghostwriter for Instagram captions.
Pretty much.
Is that why you went to journalism school? You proud of that?
That's where I've climbed the Everest.
Were you a little bit jealous when all that media coverage blew up for Mick last year?
No, I enjoyed the year off, actually. It was fantastic. no one was calling Joel, and everyone was calling Mick. And, of course, Ronnie Blakey looks after Mick. So, you know, Ronnie burned out about 11 iPhones last year, and I sat and watched.
What next, Shauna? You've done these books. Obviously, the Richie Lovett book was probably the pinnacle in terms of excitement.
The Pearson book's got a movie. You know, it's been optioned out for about 1,000 years since I did the book originally. But you know, with anyone who's had a book option, realizes they'll believe it's been turned into a movie when they're sitting there eating popcorn, watching the opening credits roll. So we'll see how that one goes. But I'm living the dream, Ben. Still writing for magazines after all this time. Work for Surfing World, of course, now with your old mate Vaughn Blakey.
There's three podcasts in the surfing world now, and yeah, he's got one of them. So yeah, he's pretty much dead to me, Sean.
Yeah, well, I might go on the podcast circuit. The funny thing, you guys are like this. As soon as I hang up the call, I've got another podcast from here down in Torquay who's coming around to do their show. So you haven't got me exclusively tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck's sake.
This is you're just a podcast whore, Doherty.
Time now for our little look around at recent happenings in surf news. It's the part of the show we call... So, Ben, what have you not particularly enjoyed lately? Tell us what's...
Well, this is very personal, Paul, and probably also very self-indulgent, but, you know, fuck it. It's my podcast. I'll do what I want.
Technically it isn't, but yeah, carry on.
And I just woke up the other morning with a new injury. I went to bed fine, and then I woke up with a sore knee, and I thought, I'm just getting old. And it reminded me of the time when we were in G-Land last year. It was the biggest day of the swell, and all the guys were sitting around the table in the morning all psyching up. It wasn't even speeds or anything. It was just 6 to 8 foot or whatever. And, yeah, we all started popping pills, and they're all anti-inflammatories. So I was like, so it's come to the stage where now the only pills you pop on surf trips are anti-inflammatory pills. Yeah. And I just thought, and you know what I also hate on the same subject? As the great Stevie Wright, the comic, once said, I hate pups. I hate anything with the future. So now I'm just getting to the point where I see a young person, they just shit me because they've got a future. Anyway, what have you got?
Something fairly close to home, but this is people that leave messages on the Surf Europe Facebook page with a kind of a little sort of storming out of the room farewell. Bye, Surf Europe! You won't be hearing from me again. This is the last time you'll hear from me, Surf Europe. I'm unfollowing now.
I am leaving the room. I'm not talking to you. Yeah. I am done.
Usually, this kind of thing happens when we post something that they don't like. Usually, well, that's always generally the same thing. If you want to storm out of a room, it only really works if people knew that you were actually in the room in the first place. If you storm out of a room that no one knew you were in, it kind of loses its kind of, oomph. Don't feel the need to send us a little parting note. Ben, what else have you got that's...
Well, this stems from another sort of facet I'll get onto a bit later on in this section, but I'm worried about kneeboarders, Paul. I think the youngest current kneeboarder, not in captivity, he's 35. They're dying out, Paul. If they don't get into some type of breeding program, where they get him and another, it could even be a bodyboarding girl, and then just hopefully get this breed happening again, because I just can't see where they're coming from. I haven't seen any young ones, and the kneeboarders are dying out, Paul. I'm really worried. I'm sad. Paul, have you got anything else?
Those videos that you see of people shooting themselves surfing with a GoPro on a pole and they're on a longboard, and usually it's probably quite a nice day. Let's say the waves are about 1 to 2 feet, quite soft. And they have this annoying fucking sort of self-satisfied half sort of smirk. It's just that kind of conceited sort of, yeah, shitty face. And then they basically walk up the nose to the board. They do that cross step thing, which, you know, that's how you do it, whatever. I've got nothing against that. But they go up, and then they go back a bit, up for a bit, like maybe like a half second cheetah five. And then, waves getting too steep, back, and then back. Fucking hell. I mean, there's some things that are worthy subjects to kind of film yourself doing. I'm not sure that's one. So, Ben, on a more positive note, tell us what things have made you go,
that's good. Everyone knows that Shane Dorian's good, but this week he's won the XXL Awards. He's put out this crazy clip of him just annihilating Jaws. But you know what the most impressive thing I thought?
What's that, Ben?
Was he surfing in Tavarua in that clip, and he's ripping on his backhand, and he's as good as any guy on the CT. I mean, the guy's 45 years old, he's charging 1,000-foot waves, and then when he goes and surfs a little 2-foot or 4-foot or 6-foot, he's as good as anybody out there. He's just good. And I know he's a close personal friend of mine. He's just really, really good. Paul, have you got anything that's...
No. That's good. I want you to listen to something.
Surfing's for idiots.
Skateboarding?
Skateboarding's for fucking little idiots. Skateboarders could quite frankly go fuck themselves, as can surfers. Don't you think all surfers, by the very definition, are arseholes? Australians, do you know what I mean?
Noel Gallagher, he's good. Or actually rather, I think some, or just one, of his opinions is quite good. Yeah, I like the thing he said in the interview, he's obviously trying to annoy people, and it worked. Probably the first time I've agreed with him on anything, but he does kind of have a point there. Noel Gallagher, in the news for all the right reasons. Mundy, what else have you got for us that's...
A movie called Fish, and it's a documentary made by Australian filmmaker Joe Ryan that traces the fish design from its genesis by Steve Liss in Diego, San Diego, to its modern reinvention today.
And I'll tell you what,
I know it so well. It covers this amazing story that's probably a bit untold. He financed, narrated it, animated it, filmed, shot, edited it. He's done it all, this Joe guy, and it's a brilliant piece of filmmaking. I don't usually get off on surf films or surf docos. This really floated my boat, and it's got everyone in it, MR, Rastovich, Machado, and it made me come out thinking, I'm going to go buy myself a fish and just have fun and rip it up.
It was all
thrusters,
going,
and thrusters suck.
It was all going so well then until he said Machado. Ben, you've been on another one of your famous journalistic forays, and I believe you caught up with something from a former world champion. Tell us what we got for us.
Well, the Surf Europe podcast budget is obviously, it's phenomenal. It's huge. And they flew me out to Australia to interview one Joel Parkinson.
They fucking shot me. I'll shoot them back.
I had this mate of mine who was pretty keen on this girl. And so we go away for the weekend up to, she lived elsewhere, so we go up there for the weekend, me and about four of the boys, and I may have been there before, and I'd known the girl previously, I should say. So we go out for the night, we go up there, he's texting her, we're all up there, we all go out together, we have a bit of a night. My mate's staying somewhere else, I don't know, we all got busted up in the end of the night and broken up, and we all went somewhere else when people went there, and the young lady may have come home with me, right. Him. So he's texting her through the night, and she's just left her phone there, and I wake up in the morning, and she's had to go to work. So oh, there, she's left a phone.
Right.
So I've picked up the phone, beep, beep, and it's me mate texting her from another room.
Right.
And I've gone, oh. So I've pretended to text back as her. And then, oh, what do you want to do? Then next thing you know, one thing every time I text, he just bite back. So I said, let's catch up for lunch. She's going, oh, yeah. No. He's going, yeah, no worries. Next thing you know, with one thing leads to another. I've told all the boys that this is what's going on. Let's go for this for a break. We get all the way to, we've got him at the plushest, nicest restaurant. He goes down, he orders lunch, goes down there and goes, she's works just around the corner, and I'm going, I keep texting, I'll be 5 minutes, I'm on my way, I'm running late, sorry, he's sitting down. And I said, well, I text, can you order me a drink and a chicken Caesar salad? So he's ordered his food and he's sitting there. We walk up, we're taking photos. Hey, what's going on? He's like, you're approaching dinner. He's going, get out of here, I'm meeting her. I said, yeah, no worries. And then we walk away, we've got a few more photos. We're sitting across just watching him sitting there, and he's not touching his food. Oh, the chicken Caesar salad sitting there. She has no idea. The girl's at work and has no idea. So we sat there, and finally we start texting him, and he's just looking up, and I've just shown him the phone, and he's just jumped up and lost it.
Der Surf Europa Podcast.
We had a massive response to our Moan at Monday feature in the last podcast, and the lines are chock-a-block. We're going to go to our first caller now. And it is Tim calling from Australia. Tim, welcome to the show. What would you like to moan about?
It's about how nice these pricks are down in Victoria. They're way too nice, particularly the guys that surf down there. I recently come back from a trip down to Bells and the Great Ocean Road with a young fella, and we got treated like kings. I paddle out the fucking eastern end of the Bells Beach. Brings me across the winky, straight into a 5-footer. Inside 25 blokes, they all ewed me as I pulled in. Down the line, I got ewed again at the next section. I thought, what's going on here? And as I paddled out, they all said, great wave, mate. I thought to myself, yeah, blokes, mate, getting the what? Too nice. I tell you, Paulie, are you there?
Yep.
Are you in?
I'm still here, mate. Yeah. I'm just enthralled.
I did listen in on your podcast last month, and I heard you say that not many turned up the Bells Beach. You know why? Because they're all down the street helping the old people do their shopping. they're fucking waxing boards.
That's a real bummer that there's people out there actively trying to help their fellow man. And it goes against the grain of surfing and what we're about. So I can really understand your pain.
Yeah, and I've got another one next week for you, boys. Anyway, I'll come back. I went and saw Black Sabbath the other night. Fucking Ozzy Osbourne weren't there. So you can go get fucked a lot of yours. Anyway, I'll see you.
All right. Well, save it, Tim. Save it for the next one. And thanks for your call. Much appreciated.
He's actually gone, Ben. He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's fuming with rage about surfers being too nice and obviously Ozzy Osbourne. Just another Mona. On the line, it's Mathieu calling from France. Mathieu, welcome to the show. What would you like to moan about?
I just wanted to talk to you about the fucking Spanish, because I live in France near Oslo, and they are doing my head in, mate. Every year I get more and more of them. Every time the waves are good, I turn up at the beach and it's full of Spaniards, and they are talking in the car park, they are smoking joints or out in the lineup. They think it's their own place, shooting like Hostia or Buena. This is our country, mate. I think they should introduce a limit at the border of the number of Spanish people with different surfboards that are allowed to come through.
Hi, Mathieu, it's Ben here. And what's the sort of worst thing about the Spanish? What really makes your blood boil?
There are too much time. There is a good sweat.
And do you ever go down to Spain yourself to surf?
Yeah, it's happened.
Are you actually calling from Spain right now?
Yeah, I am.
But the irony of that is lost to do. What about the transporter vans as well? Does that bother you? Sometimes they sort of slide open the door. I mean, I'm not trying to put fuel on your fire, but they might slide open the door and about sort of 23 of them get out, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes happen, yeah.
You've got it off your chest anyway, Macho. Do you feel a bit better? Are you? Do you feel like we've helped you in any way?
Yeah, I feel better right now.
Okay, mate, you go and get yourself a bocadillo and a pincho de tortilla de patatas, and have a good day. Cheers for your moan.
Macho, yeah, confusing, slightly xenophobic, and a nice counterpoint to the previous caller's problem that people being too nice. It's just another moan at
Monday. Okay, we've got another caller on the line, and it is Sharon, and she's calling from Bodmin down there in Cornwall. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello from Bodmin.
What would you like to moan about today, Shaz?
Well, I'm going to have to moan about these hand signals that these surfers are using. I can't tell the difference. Some people tell me it's a shaka, but I keep thinking people are trying to call me.
Right. So I think, hi Shaz, Ben here. You're saying that when they're doing the classic sort of shaka, they're not shaking enough? Because you don't usually do the shake when you're indicating the phone signal, but down in Bodmin, is that not clear?
If they really want to call me, they might shake it quite a lot, I imagine.
Are there any other signals that you don't like, or is it just that one?
It's mainly the shaka. It also looks a bit like maybe banana phone. This is confusing.
Have you got any like suggestions of your own how they might improve on the shaka? I mean, it probably goes back centuries in ancient Hawaii. You know, you might be kind of being slightly dismissing all of that heritage and culture. But any improvements, anything you'd like to do to the shaka? What would you like to see done to it?
I think possibly always sticking with a double shaka. With above the head.
Yeah, with eyes and hoot, possibly. So you do the eyes and the hoot.
Yes. Strong eyes. And then if they are calling me, I don't want them to call me because they've got the crazy eyes going on. So always above the head, double shaka.
Sharon, do you get people telling to call you much? Is that...
All the time. You know, you're down the shops and they're shouting, Shaz, call me, I think. But they might also be just having a gnarly wave.
Okay, well, the calls are still coming thick and fast, and we do have John on the line. And John, welcome to the podcast. What would you like to moan about?
Hey, how's it going? Basically, I just wanted to have a bit of a moan about Rio, really, because I'm from Ireland. I sort of grew up surfing in the west coast of Ireland. We were fortunate enough to have pretty clean waters, clean breaks, about this time last year I was in Rio and got to have a paddle boy, and I was just shocked by the state of the water. I mean, it is disgusting. You're surfing in sewage, really.
Yeah, John, when you're in Rio and you saw the state of the water, realize that the raw sewage was going straight in, did you go on something like a poo strike? Did you actually yourself refuse to poo?
I did do that. I did go on poo strike. I must say it was involuntary. That was more to do with my diet when I was there.
It's kind of like the opposite of a hunger strike. It's a poo strike.
Yeah, it's a hunger strike. Yeah, I'm not the first Irishman to do so either. Just another moan
at Monday. Okay, that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. I'm Paul Evans saying see you soon. And he's Ben Mundy saying get a dog up ya. Yeah.